History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. If you're just tuning in, LeBron James has made his decision. He signs with the Philadelphia 76ers. That reported about 15 minutes ago. And that is it. LeBron watch is over. If that was the plane, Pat Riley's got a detour.
So maybe, you know what? I got to apologize to Bob Myers.
For going on the podcast?
It worked.
I guess so.
It worked.
Or it was already decided on the whole way.
Well, it could have been. But the begging and pleading, it worked. Because nobody else did it. But you said Ryle should do it. You said, if Ryle's got to hit some podcasts, you said you would love to hear some great stories from Ryle.
I think there's no argument that it's not a good roster to go to. I mean, theoretically, because you know Joel Embiid's not going to be healthy. But if you have Joel Embiid, Jaylen Brown, Maxi Edgecombe with LeBron James, there's no saying that's not a good roster to go to. Like, so it would be disingenuous for me to come up here and be like, hey, now is it better than pairing with Bam and Giannis? To be debated, to be seen. But because it is going to be a bit of a weird connection with all of them. That is going to be that feels like it's going to be more of a work in progress with everybody. But on paper, you understand the decision. I'm a little surprised because I didn't think that LeBron James was going to go to another new franchise. I think that was the thing that I was like, I couldn't see him really doing that. I always kind of felt like it was going to be he was going to go back to one of his old places. I thought the entire time it was going to be Cleveland, but it really did seem like with all of the stuff that was going on, he really did not want to play with James Harden. There was a lot of reports that came out that he was trying to get Kyrie to go to Cleveland and things like that. But, you know, he's been there. He's done that with Cleveland. He's been there. He's done that with Miami. So he goes on and does a whole new chapter. But, yeah, I am surprised. I didn't think that he was going to go to Philly.
That is crazy, right? Because of all the teams, that was kind of an afterthought.
I think so. Yeah, it was kind of like added into the mix. And, with them making the Jaylen Brown trade, he's going there thinking, hey, I'm going to be the man with everybody.
You got Embiid there. LeBron, Maxi, Jaylen Brown, and Joel Embiid.
Yep.
Who's playing defense? Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's a decent defender.
LeBron.
No. Jaylen, Edgecombe, and
Edgecombe's a good defender.
Edgecombe.
And Max, he leads the league in steals, or he'll be a top three in steals.
But it's a good roster. It's like there's no way to say that's not a good roster.
You can't even.
I'm just surprised. Yeah, I'm just surprised that he ended up going there. I did. I was like, I kind of feel like there is a little like nostalgia ending to one of these places that felt like where it was going to go. So this does feel like a bit of a swerve, especially with, look, if you're Philadelphia. Think about this: if you're Philly, you traded out Paul George for Jaylen Brown and LeBron James.
Boston messed up. That's all Boston's fault. This is like, all the Celtics' fault.
Crazy! It is. That's an insane offseason from them. There's no other way to spin that other than as MIAO says, Embiid has the knees of a 60-year-old. Well, but this almost gives you more insurance. To be honest with you,
you don't have to play him.
Yeah. Well, you might as well not because you might as well play him because it always comes the same time, Vlad, every year.
It doesn't matter how little he plays.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The same time every year, it's the same thing with him.
I think he should play more so he's in better shape at the end of the year.
Yo, you think Savannah said yes to Philadelphia?
Obviously she did.
Really?
Obviously she did. Like, they looked at it and they said, no, that's the best team to go to. Like they did say like they were going to go to the best roster. They don't think it was Miami in that spot.
I got to apologize to certain people. Dr. Mark Lamont Hill was on his podcast with the Joe Budden podcast and said that he really thought LeBron was going to go to Philadelphia, and he had heard rumors that they were looking for schools for Zuri to go to.
Is it like a volleyball hotbed?
I don't know if it's a volleyball. It might be a volleyball hotbed. But yeah,
They were. I mean, it is once LeBron gets there.
Yeah, we know with exactly.
It's going to be.
You just you go and you look at it all like in theory, yeah, it could go very well, or you know, there could be some it could all be brought down by creaky knees and I guess ego of Jaylen Brown. I think that's going to be an interesting one too, to see how that all fits in, because you know that was a bit of a weird one. But look, on paper, certainly is an awesome roster. There's no doubt about that. But I do say this, like, look, I obviously wanted LeBron James to be added to this because I thought it would have been cool. But I have been saying this the entire time in the lead up. I don't think Heat fans should lose sight of the offseason and that you got Giannis, and that's still a monster move.
Right.
Like, it's still a monster move. It still puts the Heat in the game. Let's not lose sight of that fact. And as seismic as it would have been and cool to add LeBron James, getting Giannis was the main thing. Like, getting a two-time MVP to carry you through. And I honestly think the Heat are going to be a bitch to play in the regular season. I really, really do. I think that this is going to be one of those teams where you look up and down and all the defenders that they have, it's going to be a tough team. Is it going to succeed in the playoffs? That's a big question. But I honestly think Heat are going to be one of those teams no one is going to want to play in the regular season because of how hard they're going to play and what Giannis is going to bring every single night, what Bam's going to bring every single night. It's just going to be a matter of, do they have enough guys in the postseason to close? And that's going to probably be dependent upon if they have any young guys step up. But yes, as we were talking, Vlad, in the early goings of the DeMar DeRozan thing, he'll be here in about 15 minutes.
Right?
Yeah. I should have known as soon as I said it.
You heard it, right? And I was like,
I heard him. No. I know. I said, I know what that means.
No, because the way
DeMar
Tobin was talking.
What number are you wearing?
No, because the way Tobin was talking, I'm like, this is not Tobes. Like, Tobes is sounding like a, he's not Wild Heat Coyote. He's saying, yeah, that's probably a good chance we're going to get DeMar DeRozan. I ask him, you mean with LeBron? He's like, no, if LeBron doesn't come. I do think LeBron's going to come, but there's probably a great chance we're going to get DeMar DeRozan.
No, I think that I didn't want to be too, because I'm not like super fired up to get DeMar DeRozan, because whoever gets fired up to get DeMar DeRozan. But because it's like, he's a good player. There's no doubt he's gonna have a role here, but it's still DeMar DeRozan. Like, it's just not the sexiest thing in the world. And so, but he's going to be here for sure. Like, he's been trying to circle and get to the Heat forever. So, I mean, I'd be pretty surprised if he's not. If he's not the Monday press conference.
Oh, no. Oh, really, by the way, wait. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The intern.
I don't think it was an intern.
Well, whoever messed up, that's a bad mess up right there. I'm sorry.
It doesn't look great, but I don't think that was the reason.
Come on now.
I don't think that was the reason.
Come on now.
I don't think it was the reason. I don't think anybody got fired over a stupid YouTube link. He has these things planned. He dragged it out a week because he was pissed at Adam Silver. That's why. He just dragged it out a little bit more. Didn't you tell me also you thought it was...
watch this fool on opening night?
Yeah, it's going to be Knicks and Philly for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Knicks definitely. Philly.
Definitely.
Or maybe Boston-Philly.
Boston's having a rough offseason.
Boston-Philly, Knicks-Spurs might be the move.
Boston's having a rough offseason.
But you're right. Oh, yeah. No, dude, you traded your best... Well, many people, like the Leroy Hordes of the world and some others, not even to say some, quite a few others, think mm-hmm. you traded your best player to one of your biggest rivals. And that big rival also got one of the greatest players of all time. And they got a second-year player who's, you know, not as – you don't have to worry about taking a sophomore slump with all those great vets around him to teach him. And
with Edgecombe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edgecombe, that's like you're going from a rookie year where you went to the playoffs to now you're playing alongside two finals MVPs.
Listen, he's a demon. Yep. He's a really, really good player. He's a really, really good player. You know, like any rookie, like hit a little bit of a wall there, but everybody can see the talent with Edgecombe. He's a good player. It's a good roster. They have one big question, and incredibly, it's not the 42-year-old.
That's crazy, right? question on your team is whether the 42-year-old can hang out.
No, it has nothing to do with him.
What's crazy? The 42-year-old, who's going to play more between the 42-year-old and the big guy?
Who is there?
That big guy's making nearly $55 million more.
Who is their backup center? Is it still Paul Reed?
No, it's Huck Party. They signed Huck Party from the Knicks.
Oh. Who was he?
He was the third.
He was the third center? That's their guy? That's their backup?
Because Drummond went to the Knicks.
Yeah, I remember Drummond went to the Knicks.
Right.
Paul Reed's not still hanging around there? I feel like he's always a Philadelphia 76er.
Paul Reed went to, I think Paul Reed's either like in Detroit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Paul Reed's no longer there. Because their bench wasn't that great. They lost Kelly Oubre.
They got Dean Wade.
They only added
Dean Wade was going to start if they didn't get LeBron. But they have Dean Wade.
So
gonna
now
be on
he's
the
coming
bench
off
now.
The bench?
Yeah, their bench isn't great.
Yeah, their bench isn't that great.
The bench isn't great.
I'll worry about the bench later.
You'll worry about the bench later. What are you, a Philly fan all of a sudden?
I'm just saying. Like, wow. if you had that starting five, what would you say? Worry about the bench later.
Yeah, and with that starting five, one is a cripple. Okay. The other one is who gets tired at the end of the season because he's always got to play so many minutes in Maxi. And you're still dealing with a 42-year-old.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
They can't play 48 minutes, 82 games, Leroy. We know that.
Chris says, happy this is over so we can move on and complete our roster. Yeah, they'll end up, like, the move is going to be they're going to get DeMar DeRozan, and then they'll figure out what the other two spots are.
All this just to lose Knicks in five. That's great.
Man. Well, listen, don't get a fat cat year either, man. It's been hard to repeat.
I don't care.
You've been seeing how everybody's been going. Hey, it ain't easy.
Playboy.
You cannot care. I understand why you're feeling froggy, but I'm telling you.
I don't care. Listen, they cannot win another title in another 53 years. I saw the one. That's all I needed. The one.
Wild. What is his year?
My hometown got one, too.
Yeah. 2016, you good.
Your hometown? No. The Pelicans won a championship?
Well, that's right.
New Orleans, Saints.
Saints won, huh? Yeah, he's right with the Saints. He's wearing number 23. He can't wear six.
Yeah, I think so.
He can't wear six.
People were saying that down here, if he was going to, like, was he not going to wear six? I'm like, he's grandfathered in. He can wear six if he wanted to wear six, but it's all.
But he's egotistical. He might win two jerseys to retire. He might have wore 23.
Two jerseys to retire. Who's the only person? Is Kobe the only guy they've done that for?
Yeah, the Bean. Yeah.
Well, he's not getting that now.
He's definitely not going to get it now.
Look at his six. It was good. It was a good run. But, you know, he ain't Giannis, dude. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? Like, let's not lose sight of the fact that he got Giannis. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to sit here and act like the offseason's a disappointment. The Miami Heat got a two-time MVP.
So, Vlad, what's amazing is we got Giannis, and the excitement was real.
Yeah.
And we did all the pressers and all that. But then they just went right to LeBron.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You did do it.
I'm not doing that. Like, so I've been saying that steadfastly through the entire thing is, like, I don't want Heat fans to lose sight of the fact that your big move is you got Giannis. Getting LeBron would be amazing. It would have been a cool story. There's no doubt about that. And there are elements where you did need some of his game.
But the whale is Giannis.
But the whale is Giannis, dude. Like, the whale is Giannis. He was the big thing. Like, that's it. It is. Like, and again, I think that Miami Heat team is going to be a pain in the ass to play. I really do. I like the roster. I like Giannis and Bam leading this thing. I like the other pieces on this roster as well. I really do. I think they're going to be a pain in the ass to play. I think there are legit questions once they come to the playoff time, for sure. But
who's going to be the finisher?
Yeah, I think this team during the regular season with the amount of wingspan and defense that they have, I think they're going to be a bitch to play. I really, really do. I'm not losing sight of that. I think the Miami Heat's going to have a good regular season, dude. I really, really do. I do. Let's see. With Tommy. What's up, man? What do you want to say? 560 or QAM?
Well, I'm just glad this whole LeBron Lane thing is over with. You know, we can focus on the important things now because, honestly, never wanted him, right, dude?
Never wanted him.
But
dude.
Next week, it was a nice story. Mini-season. What are we doing for mini-season next week, man? Wednesday and Thursday, I'm out of work at 3:30, man. You guys let me know. I'll shoot you my number.
You're offering
we
tickle
go
stick?
Out there, we grab a couple lobsters. Yeah, man, I got the tickle stick, got the snare, got the buoy. I got everything, man. You guys just need masks, snorkel fins. That's it.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
I need an outfit?
I don't think you can go underwater with that thing.
Why?
I don't know. Is
it waterproof?
Is it? What about the cast?
It's no, the cast is off.
Wait, let me see it again. Let me see what you got.
The cast is, I just got a wrap.
Oh, it's a wrap. Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't know you. I thought the wrap is off. I didn't notice. I thought
you thought the wrap was the cast.
I thought that the arm thing was around the cast. Yeah, no. I was confused.
All right, I didn't know.
QM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, it's John.
What's up, buddy? You're on the air.
Hey, man. What's up, Tubbs? So I just wanted to throw this out to everybody. Like, LeBron was going to be the fifth best defender on our team.
Yep.
So if people really sit back and think, like, we have Giannis, Bam, Davion, Wiggs, and then you plug in Pella or X player we either have or acquire, and then it's only going to be exponentially better. I mean, we're going to put teams in hell. So I just want everybody to calm down over, you know, the stuff if anybody's really upset and just, you know, focus on what we really got, which is our rock-solid D.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Was that Dan Day's uncle?
I don't know. Was he kind of like changed accents, right?
Wasn't like,
I thought it started Australian and then it went like Louisiana on us.
I thought the same.
Weird.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, "Where's he? What's he doing over there?" QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Craig.
What's up, man? You're on the air.
Gotta say, man, wasn't on the Bron bandwagon. Wasn't on the Bron train to come to Miami, man.
All right.
All the show pony, look at me, the, oh my God, I got to, I didn't want him, man. I mean, it would have been a cool story, but I was advocating for him not to come, man. I think we should have focused on Clay and focused on DeRozan and complete our roster like that. But LeBron, we could do a lot better without LeBron, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. He's right. Stop.
When you're right, you're right.
Stop.
When you're right, you're right.
Stop.
Hey. Hey,
when you're talking about,
turns,
and you're right, you're
you
right.
You see how that turns?
It's time, Leroy,
it's time
Leroy,
to forget about
I'm not gonna say.
We gotta
I'm
grow
not
up.
Gonna say that.
We gotta
no,
grow up.
Stop I'm not gonna say
past.
That.
Leroy,
stop living in
Leroy.
The past.
I love how they said never wanted him. It would have been cool if we got him, but I never wanted him. So what did you want? You wanted a cool story or not? Just don't say that, because now if you're relying on DeMar DeRozan and Klay Thompson,
you don't have to say it like a road game with Mike Biamonte.
You're relying on DeMar DeRozan and Klay Thompson if you can get, you know, his PTSD from his breakup with Meg Thee Stallion.
I'm not really into Klay Thompson. I will say that.
Then who are you going to want? You want Russell Westbrook?
I'm not into a lot of these old guys. I trust the young guys that we have. I believe in Pelle Larsson.
They
don't
even trust the young guys they have.
That's not true, dude. Like they
no, he
they,
trusts
they,
the young guys.
He trusts Pelle Larsson. Like, he plays them a ton. He trusts Pelle Larsson. Nico's a question. QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Adrian.
Go ahead, buddy. You're on the air.
Man, I still feel like we're a top four team in the East. Mm-hmm. It sucks that he didn't come there. I kind of was preparing for him not to come. I'm with you, Tobin. I don't think that the YouTube fumble was the reason why he didn't come. But I still think we're a top four team in the East, depending on the moves we've made. But gosh, it's going to suck to see him in his Sixers jersey.
It is weird. It is. It's a bit of a weird one for sure.
Yeah.
He better not stink, because they're a vicious people, especially to the old.
Wait a minute, especially of the old.
Oh, Philadelphia hates the old, dude. They threw snowballs at Santa.
They did.
All right, if you're on hold, I'll get to your calls on the other side. We got to take a break, but reacting, LeBron James has decided to sign with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Never wanted him!
Back after this.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.